This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 3 years ago, water levels in Lake Michigan and Lake Huron were at record lows, and water levels for the other Great Lakes were well before average. What a difference 36 months can make. This year, Lake Michigan could be at a near record high. The lake has risen 4 feet since the all-time low in January 2013. What's that mean for communities along the Lake Michigan shore? Kathleen Torreson is the president of Torreson Marine in Muskegon. Her family's business dates back to 1965. She's worked there for most of her life. Kathleen, how has the high water level affected business at the marina?
Well, overall, the high water level is great for boating in the Great Lakes because it allows our customers and the people using the water a lot more flexibility in where they're going and what they're using. On the other side of the coin, high water tends to be really, really tough on fixed objects like seawalls and fixed docks and things like that, things that were built when water levels were at other depths. And as the water comes up and up, they become more prone to damage and erosion, kind of like they've been seeing along the beaches.
What does that look like then as you walk along a beach? Give us a sense of what the result of that damage to fixed objects looks like.
Well, there was a very large storm that blew through the area here at the very end of December, and the wind came out of a very different direction than it normally does at very high velocities of 60 to 70 miles an hour. The end result was when the sun came up the next day, large sections of riprap and other items that were along one of the roadways here had been all washed away. We lost, well, not completely lost, but had a seawall where that direction of wind and waves washed out an area of seawall that had been there for decades. And if the water were lower, the waves would not have been able to come up over the top of the seawall like they did and wash out the dirt and fill behind it.
Hmm. And for people who have homes and live along the Lake Michigan shore, what kind of impact are people seeing?
A lot less beach than they had, especially a couple of years ago. The water is coming up and it just is going up over the sand as well as eroding the sand when the weather turns bad.
I know you've spent a lot of your life, you know, at Torreson Marine and knowing Lake Michigan. You must have seen fluctuations over the years.
Absolutely. I've seen many, many fluctuations. I can remember the last all-time high, which was, I believe, the early 80s. And I've also, you know, seen it go to the lows where we're constantly having to do dredging to keep our slips and our marina usable for our customers. In fact, a couple years ago, I did an interview for a news station standing in one of our slips because the water was so low that it was just, I was standing on a sandbar.
What a difference. Just a very short period of time. Overall, for you and your business, is the high water level better for your business?
In some ways, it is because, like I said, we don't have the expense of having to do the dredging and that type of maintenance to keep the water deep enough for some of our, we specialize in sailboats, so we have some pretty large boats that come in that are pretty deep, and we need to keep everything dredged out. On the flip side of the coin, when the weather turns bad and the water's high and the fixed structures start taking damage, all of a sudden that money we're saving from not having to dredge, we're having to spend to put things back together that got beat up by the high water, because water is a very powerful thing.
Is what's happening now different from the kind of fluctuations you've seen in the past, Kathleen?
I have never seen this rapid of a change. I've seen lots of changes. I'd have to say that I've seen this rapid of a change, but not this large of a rapid change. And when I say rapid, this rapid of a change, if the weather comes through the right way and the moon's the right way, you can watch the water go up 9 to 12 inches over the course of a day. However, to have the 4-foot difference over the course of less than 2 years, that I've never seen before.
Are you worried about it?
No, because it's always in cycle and it is always changing. And it's not a big concern. Whatever Mother Nature presents to us, that's what we work with.
Because that's what you do when you live along a lake in Michigan, right?
Exactly. Have to be flexible or we wouldn't be here.
Kathleen Torreson is president of Torreson Marine in Muskegon. It was really great talking with you, Kathleen. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And tomorrow we'll find out just why the lake levels are so high this year and whether it's all part of normal patterns or something that requires long-term adjustments.